Network. The first Pioneer Agronomy update of the season occurred in Elbow Lake, Minnesota yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has this report.
A lot of wheat got seeded in the Elbow Lake area before the recent rain and snow event. Now, the next major decision will be what to plant next once the temperatures warm back up. Red River Marketing Company sales associate Leah Johnson says a lot of seed bed prep is already done.
No activity yet, but we're just kind of in a waiting limbo land since we're dealing with some snow. That rain that came slow really pulled out more frost than we probably didn't know we still had in the ground. So we'll move this water and we'll be raring to go. No reason to panic yet. Locally here, we've had really, really positive experiences planting soybeans early. It's really going to depend on a field-by-field basis.
It's only mid-April, and there shouldn't be too much concern over whether to plant corn or soybeans first. That's according to Pioneer Field agronomist Clyde Tiffany, who covers that west central Minnesota area.
I know that traditional thinking would be plant corn first, and usually that's true, but the ability of beans to tolerate some of these cold, wet conditions, especially now that we have seed treatments, mm-hmm. really enhances the capability to plant it early. And the reason you want to plant it early is to build that factory before you start getting into the middle of summer, so you have a bigger vegetative plant to start producing more photosynthate to put into the beans. And beans are tougher than people give them credit for.
Watch the full video update on the Red River Farm Network Facebook and Twitter pages and on YouTube. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby.
Well, a groton